Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel.
Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. This week's topic is what happens when you calm the mind. So this one came up because I do just some stretching, little bit of stretching and yoga pretty much every morning to just loosen myself up. And what I noticed with that, if I wanted to do, gosh, and I can't think of what it is. It's the one, I'll just show you. It's the one where you stand here and you lift up the leg and you balance yourself, right? So what I've noticed with myself, in order to do that one, I have to have a calm mind. If my mind is racing, I am out of balance with it. I am totally out of balance and I tend to almost fall over when my mind's racing. But I notice when I calm my mind, I can hold it for a long time. So I think that's the beauty probably of doing yoga. It's learning to calm your mind down, you know? And it helps you start to calm your mind down because you'll see you can keep yourself in balance. So try it. If you have trouble balancing, what I do is I pick a spot on the wall and I focus on that spot and focus on the spot. My mind isn't running amok then, right? I like to say running amok because our minds run amok when we let them. But that's what causes us stress and pain and illness, right? Is because our minds are running amok. We've got to bring it back to where calm and in a peaceful state. So that is one thing. Try that. Try to do, even if that pose, whatever it is, something that where you get a little bit off balance, be by a wall so you can catch yourself, but try calming your mind and see if it works for you. Now, that's what I've noticed for myself. I will not be in balance if my mind's running crazy with, okay, I've got to do this or this upset me today. I will not be able to hold that pose. Okay. Now, the other thing that I've really noticed is, probably about a year ago, maybe more, I started ending my shower cold because it helps your immune system and has a bunch of other benefits to it. It wakes you up. You feel more energized. When I don't do it, I don't feel energized. But I remember when I was first told about it, like, oh, you should do this cold shower. I'm like, you guys are freaking crazy. I am not going to be in a cold shower. That is miserable. It's, you know, and I went on and on and on thinking, nope, I'm not going to do it. Wouldn't even look at it. So I decided to start doing it. And it's funny, once I got past the initial of it and I saw how it helped me and energized me for the day, I loved it. But the one thing I noticed that helped me is what I do, because I take the shower first in warm, hot water. Then at the end of the shower, after I've done anything, I will turn it down. I'll turn it to cold. As cold as I can, I'll just turn it to cold because mine will just turn off though if I turn it all the way. So I move it to where it's the coldest it gets, but still have some pressure coming out. And it's really cold. So I'll do that and then I'll take a deep breath in and exhale and just calm my mind. When I calm my mind for that, I could get through it. It was when you're in the anticipation of the cold or shocking yourself with the cold and your mind's running crazy, it's more stressful and hard to do. But when you calm your mind, you can get through it. You can get through anything if you just calm your mind down because your mind is making it worse than it is. And I remember after doing it for a couple of times, I'm thinking, why did I fight doing this so much? It helps me. So why am I fighting it? Why don't I want to do this? What's so bad about it? You know, I end the shower if you ever want to try it. I do it for 3 minutes. Go ahead and research yourself for what you think's the best thing for you. But and research the benefits. They're amazing. I think I have done a video on that if you want to look for it in the or a podcast, one or the other I've done. So just calming your mind, you can get through so many things. Another thing that just popped into my head, like if you're doing weight training or you're running and you just get too exhausted or you think you can't do one more because your mind is making you think you can't, you're just feeling worn out. Calm your mind, quiet your mind, and you'll be able to do more. It's amazing the power we have if we just calm our minds down. It can show up and help you in so many ways. I would love to hear ways that you think in below. Like, let me know in the comments. What is a way that you think would help by calming your mind? What can you do and get through by calming your mind? Because you really can get through anything if you just calm your mind. It's an amazing thing once you can see it and experience the benefits when you calm your mind. And another huge thing to calm your mind for is if you're having anxiety, if you're having a panic attack, what do they say? Look at like three things, focus on three different things or point out three different things. It brings you out of your mind and where your mind's racing through and brings you back into the present. It brings you or your tangible to what's in front of you, not where your mind's racing. So that's another way or time to calm your mind is when you're having an anxiety or panic attack. And that used to be me. And it's about pulling yourself out of the anxiety. For me, and I don't know how everybody's is, for me, I felt like I was dying. Like I would get dizzy and feel like I was gonna pass out and die. It's the craziest thing. And what it was from was built up anxiety and stress that I had just pent up in my body, and then it would cause that. That's what I learned way later in life. Even after I had healed it, when I wasn't having panic attacks anymore. But once I got it under control and understood where it was from, they went away. And, to this day, sometimes I'll have that pent up in there and I'll get a little bit dizzy, but then I know I'm like, no, you're okay. And I bring myself back and I calm my mind. I don't let it run amok with, like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? And it goes on and on and on and gets more and more worked up. I catch it and bring myself back, and then it doesn't happen. And I know some of you are like easier said than done, but it's a practice. It's a practice about calming your mind. So just start now. Start with the yoga. Start with the cold shower. Start with when you're working out and you can't do one more. Start with the little things. So if a big thing happens with the anxiety or a panic attack, you'll be practiced and it'll be easier for you to bring your mind and quiet your mind and bring yourself back into the present. So that's what I've got for today. I have all the links in the description below. If you want to connect with me, I also in the description below, I have a free healing meditation. Sign up for that and you will receive it in your email. So every day, go do something you love. Every day, do something you love, lifts you up, brings you joy. Whether it's sing, dance, run around the yard, paint. Do at least one thing every day. And then every day, do at least one thing of self-care. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Whatever it is for you, do at least one thing every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything. And when you see something in someone that stands out to you, say it to them. Lift them up and you. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to see a difference in your life. So that's what I've got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.